USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some states are moving quickly in the direction of police reforms following the death of George Floyd. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign police reform bills that include one to release police disciplinary records. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins saying lawmakers have repealed an old state civil rights law that shields the public from learning about officer misconduct and disciplinary actions.
There's smoke, there's fire. If you've got 15 accusations of excessive force, chances are there's something wrong in the way you're interacting with the public.
A U.S. Senate resolution shows Republican opposition to defunding police departments. The resolution was introduced yesterday, also calling for justice for George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's an investigation now into reports of voting problems in Georgia's largely minority counties during the state's primary balloting yesterday. Residents complained of hours-long waits, issues with new voting machines, and a shortage of available ballots. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying the problems in some counties were unacceptable, and his office will investigate how the regions can get things right before November's election. Summer 2020 will be a lot less eventful in Chicago because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Lori Lightfoot speaking after the city canceled all of its major summer festivals from Lollapalooza to the Taste of Chicago and the Chicago Jazz Festival.
Realistically, we are not going to be in a position to have those kinds of large gatherings for some time. And it's heartbreaking.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured in an early morning fire in New York City. It happened in Queens. Officials say flames broke out in a home just after 5:30 this morning and quickly spread to two neighboring houses. A child is reportedly among the injured. All expected to recover. A cause of the fire is still under investigation. In sports news, the Major League Baseball draft begins tonight. Normally 40 rounds, the draft has been cut down to just 5 rounds this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Round 1 and compensatory picks will take place tonight. Rounds 2 through 5 will take place tomorrow. The Detroit Tigers are topping the overall pick for the second time in 3 years. Only the Houston Astros don't have a first-round pick. It was stripped as part of the punishment for their sign-stealing scandal. And Gone with the Wind is about to be gone from HBO Max until it can attach a disclaimer about historical context and racist depictions. The 1939 Academy Award winner, taken offline amid protests after the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who died in Minneapolis police custody. A spokesperson telling Variety that the film was a product of its time, and to keep it up without an explanation and denouncement would be irresponsible. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.